Conrad Cushman, the legend in the plans. Please listen every day to the showcase. The opinions and knowledge that anyone can take. Showing you how it is done. Proving I am number one. What a legend becomes. This is now my time to show you that I am here. This podcast just to make it loud and clear. By the fans, for the fans, not many who's here can understand. Everything pro wrestling, it can never be you. Listen to the podcast here for the people. The best show that's here, so listen in. Let the knowledge begin, the opinion and the lesson. Yes.
Yo, Brady, I made a brand for myself. Decided to take the tightest route. Raised in this biased environment, so they try to doubt and deny it. But none of they lying could put the fires out. My life is on the lines, and this is something I will die about. Diabolical like a riot, I'm getting higher clout. Tired of all these diets, so I'm riding out. Tires on the road, I'm applying every lesson from the losses. I was caught up in depression, now I'm catching them endorsements. Wrecking off endorphins, trying to make a splash with the record. So I keep the words flipping like a dolphin. Written's on a pad, I don't brag, but I'm orphan. Showing off with the zigzags, call it dolphin. I better show caution if rated on attack. With this Mastodon music, go invader on the track. With the mask on thrashing, leaving haters on the map. No matter where they located on the map, I'm a damage and I made it to a godly place. But they can't stand it, they need to get Jim Cornette or maybe Harley Race. Dudes trying to manage, but they need the money manage. Cause Song keep them hammers and he just got out the slammer. I'm body slamming the grammar, turn your man to a fan. And my Twitter been clicking, just hit a grand on the gram. Miss Unicorn PA Square, the flow's flare. And I style and profile, baby, I'm so flat. Going Super Saiyan on him, I'm showing my goal hits. Hitting A goal, I'm setting and do it with no fear. Kept work in my notebook, those was the old years. Started in 03, they never could school raid. I'm spitting that Kool-Aid and I'm getting them old years. Breathe fire on the track, I'm burning my nose here. This Mastodon music got me in the mood. Adding to the honor, I'm a armor with the interlude. Put the squeeze on them till they popping like an inner tube. Trust me, these dudes don't wanna wind up in a feud. Heading to the pinnacle, nothing like the cheap vodka. Mention my name, you better speak proper. Put respect on it, cause I don't follow the path they do. So I'm stepping on their toes, I'ma smash their shoes. And me by myself can outlast they crews. With my dope tape, the goat halfway through, man.
Oh.
All right. Folks, welcome to Everything Pro Wrestling. Everything Pro Wrestling is a show by the fans for the fans. I am your host, Conrad Cushman, and today we have a very special guest. I love having people who are influenced by music, who actually do music in professional wrestling, and I have one of the hottest rising up-and-coming stars. Wrestlers, get in line to have this man do your theme. It's my man, Rated R. What's going on?
Conrad, thanks for having me, man. Like, what an intro. Like, when I go on these podcasts, I just be listening to the intros. Like, all right, yeah, that was hype right there. I take it. You put me over.
Hey, listen, bro. This is why we're here. I think a lot of people are gonna find out that you do really, really dope music. Thank you. I want them to get to know you a little bit better. So I appreciate you taking time out of your busy day to do this. I know you were in the studio last night, so.
Yeah, we got. I got a couple surprises. I can't really say anything about it. But in the next couple of days, you're gonna be hearing some a nice little joint coming up. So I had to. It was an emergency session last night, so I had to run and do that. Once you told me about today, I said, I got to make sure I do that tonight. So I got to have today free to get this taken care of.
Big facts. Hey, what's going on, Nelson? You finally awake for EPW. I appreciate it, brother. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for coming, Nelson.
Chris DeZuba's in the house as well. What's good, Chris? Thank you for joining us. Cactus, what's going on, bro? I see
he was the first person here. You got to give him his credit. He was the first person in here.
He was talking about we need more orange soda in the balcony. Get out of here, man. Living it up, huh? But thanks for joining, Cactus. I'm sure more people will begin to trickle in after this. I want you guys to know that today's podcast is sponsored by our good friends, Manscaped. You guys can use my promo code EPWSHOW, get 20% off of all your Manscaped goods and free delivery. And make sure you guys show some love to some other podcasts. My boys, Everything College Basketball, Josh Burton, bringing you all the latest news in college hoops. So make sure you stick with them. I know that right now everybody's wondering if there's a season. Josh is covering it. So make sure you give his podcast a listen. And my boy Jesse from the Pro Wrestling Shoot, also check him out. He's on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Show him some love. I'll have an ad for him at the end of this. And I also have a song that I want you guys to listen to by my boy Rated R. So when you're listening to the audio version of this, it's going to be fire. I will put the whole actual song as the end of this. So make sure that you guys check that out for us as well. And powerslam.tv, same promo code EPW show, 1 month of independent wrestling free on your boy. And you know what? Tell him Rated R sent you too. Put him in too. You know,
independent wrestling was the collective was on there, right?
I don't know if they have that on it. I think that's on Fight, but PowerSlam. Oh, yeah, well, all the old school matches from people like of past. Like if you're a big fan of, that's how I found out who like Nyla Rose was in AEW, because I didn't know who some of these people were, and I went and looked it up on that website. Really dope.
Nice.
But we're here to talk with you, Rated R. So let's get into some of this, bro. First, the name. Rated R, how did you come up with this? How did you get to this name?
All right, so I don't really talk about my first rap name, but we here, I'm amongst family. I used to be Toys R Us, right? Like, because my name is Russell, so I try to be clever. Like, all right, this is like around 03, 04, I'm in high school. I'm like, how can I? So the Toys R Us thing, but then I'm like, nah, I need to get serious. So wrestling has always been an influence of mine. And right around that time, that's when Ed started the whole Rated R Superstar thing. And he was my favorite at the time, one of my favorites of all time, actually. So I just felt like it was a way to do it. I'm going to grab that and have that influence. From early on, I was, without even realizing what I was doing, I grabbed onto it. And it's like, I've been in that direction ever since. So, yeah, the Rated R comes from the Rated R Superstar.
Big facts, man. My best friend's favorite wrestler is Edge, so I definitely know.
Yeah, yeah. That's why this year is kind of bittersweet. It was nice to get him back for a brief moment, but it's like, I don't know if the injury is too bad where he won't come back. But even if he does, it's like that kind of took some time away from his return, because he could have been wrestling this whole time. So it's like, but I was still happy to see that he did it, though.
What's good, Ace? I appreciate you coming in, showing some love. One of the mods in the chat. Make sure you guys show Ace some love while he is in here as well. Love Ace. Yeah. Okay, I appreciate it. Huh?
Not Ace Austin, right?
No. Sammy Guevara has popped up in some before, but that's
nice,
about it.
Nice. You better be careful with podcasts.
Yeah, you know how it goes, bro. I always have to tell my guests they got to chill. Not you, though.
Yeah.
But sometimes my boys be talking wild when we're doing a wrestling review. I'm like, yo, you got to chill. But
Cancel Police will be here in no time, but they ready to get you.
Cuffing. Exactly. PR Nightmare said, why are you making us cry bringing up Toys R Us? He must miss the old classic toy store, man.
I never wanted to grow up. I was a Toys R Us kid. Oh, no, I can't help it. Bikes and trains and video games.
Big facts, bro. Coming up, we're going to go kind of to the hip-hop realm a little bit, because if you guys didn't know, I'm a big fan of all types of music. I've interned for people for music. At one point in time, I wanted to do just strictly music growing up. And it's kind of what led me into podcasting a little bit. We can get into that another time. No one cares what I got to say about this. But
yes, you keep saying that. We do care, man.
But as far as it goes for you, though, who were some of your like favorite artists growing up from like even a youngster till now?
So growing up, I know the first verse I ever knew word for word was Old Dirty Bastard from Fantasy. You know me and Mariah. That was the first verse I knew from front to back. I knew that. But, like, my favorites, Jay-Z, Nas, Cameron. Cameron is one of my favorites. I like Eminem. I had the whole Eminem. I went through the whole Eminem phase. I like Fab. Jadakiss is another one. So I'm in that area, Big Daddy Kane. I'm from New York, so that's a big part of – that shaped a lot of my influences. I like T.I. as well. That was, like, one of the first seven people I really gravitated towards, like. So yeah, that's my guys right there.
Now, when you say T.I., what version of T.I. are you referring
to? We talking about trap music. We talking about King. We talking about early on T.I. Like, now, you know, going to his daughter's appointments and all that. Now, I can't really get with that stuff. But
no, listen, I'm a big T.I. fan, too. Actually, you guys probably can't see it, but behind my TV screen right here, I actually have a T.I. King poster. See, a lot of people don't know.
That's one of my favorite albums. That album is one of my favorite albums. Like, yeah. Front to back, you can put that on. You don't really got to skip too many songs. You can just listen to the whole thing.
Yeah.
Remember when it dropped? I'm like, yeah, this is
it. It's a classic, bro.
From the intro on.
Mm-hmm. That's a really great album. And some of your influences, man, I grew up with the same people. A big fan of Fab. Fab is someone who a lot of people said, like, when I used to rap, they would say that's who you kind of patterned yourself after. Or yeah. Mace. I would get a lot of Mace comparisons. Because I'm not like Mr. Energetic when you do it, but you know the lines are there and the delivery is there.
Yeah, and you know the funny thing about Fab that I don't feel like he gets enough credit, like the way he structured his rhymes in the early 2000s, everybody that came up after him was doing the same type of thing. Like, so you're not alone with having that Fab influence. If you came up in this area, Fab was one of those dudes from the Blue Tapes, all those little mixtape freestyles. People was rapping like that a lot. Like that whole Desert Storm type of family thing all came from Fab style. So. Now, as time goes on, I feel like he loses less of his importance, even though not even so much importance, but recognition. Like he should be on it more. I know everybody has like issues that they go through outside of music, but as far as musically, he should definitely get a little bit more respect and acknowledgement than he does, in my opinion.
No, I definitely agree with that. Real Talk's one of my favorite albums too by him. I have a lot of favorite albums that a lot of people probably wouldn't have up there, like Styles P, Gangster and a Gentleman. Definitely one of my favorite. Man. That's a great album. Kiss the Game Goodbye. And, and those are just their solo ones. Like I love it, man.
So you like We Are the Streets too?
Mm-hmm.
Because We Are the Streets is one of mine.
Yeah, that's definitely good. Jadakiss's new album. Jadakiss' new album, that Government Cheese joint, man, that one hit the soul, bro.
Yeah, Jadakiss, Busta Rhymes, The Big Bang. You heard that before?
Yeah,
yeah. That's another one of my like probably my top five of albums. Like that's another one you can just put on and listen to it the whole way through. Like no skipping or nothing.
I got to Busta Rhymes one time because of Spliff Star, and I was in a club and I saw Spliff Star, and I was like, "Yo, Spliff, bro, when are you coming out with your album?" Blah blah blah. We started talking, Busta. Now it was so cool, bro. It was just a cool moment.
He did have a point where he was like making songs, right?
Mm-hmm. He was putting out the CD, and I was just asking him, like, "Yo, what happened with it? Is it coming out still or whatever?" And he was like, "Yeah, we're still working on it." And then he was like, "You want to meet Busta real quick?" And I was like, "That was dope," because I knew him, I was interested.
Yeah, that was very cool.
Chat's dropping some of their favorites right now. PR Nightmare bringing up DMX. Yeah, I just heard a crazy story about DMX, Jay-Z, and Ja Rule, bro, that they could have like all been together at one point. And then
They did that one song together. It was supposed to be an album after that.
Right.
It's a song for the Belly soundtrack.
Black
Album, I think it's called.
Yeah, but the Eagles were too big, man. They were
X and J, like I think that was a little rivalry without it even being mentioned too much, because they was the two tops. It was the two top guys at the time, and that was right after Biggie passed. So it was like a lot of maneuvering to try to be number one in New York, and those were the two top guys. So I could see how they got that competitive energy, but also like they respect each other too. But like as far as doing the whole album, they were like, "Nah, we can't do that."
It's like what we said with wrestling, bro. There's always competition. There's always some type of competitiveness.
And I'm sorry, but just to interject something real quick. And the parallels is what made it something that I wanted to do, because there's so many similarities between the two crafts. Like, of course, we don't get physical with hip-hop. Well, sometimes we do, but in hip-hop, we don't get physical like that. But I feel like independent wrestlers, independent artists, just like a whole bunch of the stuff. So many similarities that somebody needed to like blend the world together, and I feel like I'm the one to do it.
Right. Chris DeZuba said, Conrad is a country music legend. Chris DeZuba, I'll tell you something famous that I used to tell a lot of older people who never like rap music. If you like country and rap are the same thing.
And more borderline
sitting on their porch with their chains and their cars riding around. It's the same thing as hip hop, bro. Exact same thing. So if you guys want to use that logic against someone, it hurts their soul, bro. They're like, wait, what? I'm like, it's the exact Honky Tonk with Dunkadunk and Back That Ass Up are essentially the same song, bro. It's the same song. All right. Chris Azuba, Big Daddy Kane, LL Cool J fan. Obi-Wan, original Biggie. I didn't see you sneak in here. What's good, Obi-Wan?
Okay, Obi-Wan.
Biggie, that's one of my favorites when we, if I got to do some karaoke.
What song?
There's two. If I can get bad, I'll do Machine Gun Funk. But if not, I'll do Hypnotize usually. I usually do that for like a work function. They'll be like, yo, I didn't know he could. And I'm like, yeah.
Hypnotize is a good song because it's popular enough where people could get it with. You might hit Machine Gun Funk in the wrong crowd and nobody know what song you're doing. They're like, oh, what is that? Like,
that's what I'm saying. It's got to be the right audience for that
one. Yeah, but Hypnotize is a good choice. That's one that could hit a bunch of people. That song was big when it first came out.
Oh, yeah, man. I remember it when it was live.
It was sad, too. So with the Hypnotize, I always get a bit of sadness when I hear it because, like, that's the song that reminds me of him not being here because that was the first joint that dropped. It was, like, right around the time he was just about to, like, right after the song dropped, he passed. So it's just, like, that song it's, like, a bittersweet feeling to it.
Right. I'm just looking at some of the things here. Fab song was throwback when he hits every state with the jerseys. Throwback this and throwback that. Big fat.
That's another thing he did that. Like, the way he was dressing, that influenced a bunch of people, too. Like, you gotta start giving people, like, they acknowledgement. Like, with other coaches and stuff, they always highlight their older artists. And I feel like hip-hop could take some of that, too.
And we were talking offline about that. I think hip-hop is starting to give older people more credit. I mean, maybe it's not mainstream, but there's something out there for you, depending on what you listen to. Like, growing up now, me personally, I love, like, Joe Budden's is one of my favorites. But I was listening to him when he was doing Triangle Offense with Fab. Yeah, so it just depends on where you came from and how you grew up with it, man. Like, I turned into a big Lupe Fiasco fan. I remember I was in college working, and it was probably, like, I was real young still back then. And somebody brought it to me. I'm like, dude, is that fake Pharrell dude? I'm like, I don't want to hear his album. He's like, and this dude was a punk rock kid. Like,
yeah, he was.
A punk rock kid gave me a CD. He was like, yo, you must listen to this, bro. Nah, and it changed. The whole way I rap, it changed my thinking, like my mind process. And I was like, yo, this dude is it. And to this day, still follow him, love to listen to his music.
Like, with Lupe, I was on from the ground floor because certain people get, like, back then a Jay-Z cosign was a big deal for me. So he had one of those from the jump. So I'm like, all right. Then Kick Push hit. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm going to try this out. Like, I don't know if I'm going to get in trouble, but, like, bootleg albums was a thing around then. So, like, I definitely made sure, you know, at first you get the bootleg if you don't know if you're going to like the artist or not. I was about to spend the whole 15, but I paid the $5 and I wound up negative. I don't know, iTunes later, so don't come for me. Like, don't come for me, please.
Let me show some love.
Anti-piracy, by the way. Like,
yeah. No, you're good, man. Let me show some love to my girl Jocelyn in the chat. She said she misses that hip-hop era. Big facts. Me too.
She said something about she was in a choir, a gospel choir. Okay, JJ.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so she was touring the country.
She bringing some soul with her. Thank you.
Yeah, I really appreciate everybody throwing their comments in on this. It's kind of different. Like, you guys are getting to see a different side of me because I don't think I've ever expressed how much, like, I love hip hop and I was really into the culture of it. Let's keep it moving here, though. Let's get back to wrestling a little bit.
Yeah.
What are some of your favorite wrestling theme songs?
Oh, so it's funny. This was a question that was asked me yesterday. I was asking people if they want to hear me talk about it because themes, I could talk themes forever. So I settled on the fact that Real American might be my favorite theme of all time, like, which is, it sucks because of, you know, the whole controversy. But whenever I think about my favorite theme, that's always the first one that comes to mind. Like, it just feels so good.
Hold on. Now I got to make sure I got the right version of it. It was like the WrestleMania 20 version?
No, Real American, the classic.
Oh,
the
you classic. Said Hogan, dude. I thought you said Real American for a second. Okay.
Oh, nah.
Oh, dude. Okay. I was like, wait, like Hard Rock? I was about to.
So, wrestling themes introduced me. You know, as a kid, I watched wrestling. So, you know, you hear all types of music. It introduces you to genres without you even knowing. I always credit wrestling and pop-up music for introducing me to other genres of music. Papa Videos, you remember that from
VH1? VH1, they give you the little pack.
Uh-huh, and I would watch the episode to see the black songs, or this is what I would call them when I was younger, you know, not knowing no better, like the R&B hip-hop. But then I would be watching the whole episode, and halfway through, you hear the first song that really captivated me was Hall & Oates, Method of Modern Love. But it was because they did the M-E-T-H-O-D. I'm like, hold on, I heard that before. Method Man stole this from them? And that was the first thing that got me into it. I'm like, hold on, there's more music out there than what I'm aware of, and I wanted to know, I wanted to get more.
Yeah, no, I'm a big fan of the Hall & Oates, actually. People be surprised by that. I listen to them a lot.
Great music.
Yeah, and my mother taught me the exact same thing. Like, when I would listen to something, she'd be like, you don't know nothing about this, though. And then she would play that, and then I would go back and forth. I'm like, oh, this is how you blend and how you make things different to get into it. So Hogan is your favorite of all time. Did you know that theme? You know who had that theme before him?
Yeah. Windham and Rotunda.
Look at that. That's a wrestling fan right there.
Yeah, this is my wheelhouse right here. We all
right.
No. I got Real American, Rick Rude's theme from WCW, Simply Ravishing.
Oh, that's a classic, bro.
Yeah, that's another one. The Beverly Brothers. The Beverly Brothers theme. That's one of my joints. That's like one
of my favorites too. I know.
Yeah, that's what led to it. Cause I used to listen to it all the time. I'm like, nah, I gotta do something to this. Modern day, I like the whole singing along to Judas. I really think that adds a lot. Like, I didn't like the song that much until people started singing along to it. So that's probably my favorite thing nowadays. Just the whole Shinsuke Nakamura theme too. The first one.
So good. People in the chat are putting some of theirs up. Let me see here. Nelson put Slow Chemical Kane and Whatever by Chris Benoit. I know a lot of cats who like Chris Benoit. That's why when you said the controversy thing at first, Hogan cut out, and I was like, wait, what did he say? And then as soon as he said that, I'm like, oh, he must be talking about Benoit.
You know what's funny? When you see people say Slow Chemical, whatever usually follows. It's like those themes go hand in hand. They got a similar feel to them.
Yeah, those were great themes, though, for the Ruthless Aggression era.
Yeah, I also like Christian theme from around that time. The Atlas.
Oh, are you talking about the instrumental one?
Yeah, with the opera singer.
My favorite for Christian was the girl version with the, like, if you close.
Bulletproof Blondes?
Yeah.
Bulletproof Blondes version, right?
Mm-hmm. I can't think. It's kind of like a famous. It sounded like a famous group at that time. I can't think of who it was now. Ever Essence.
Oh, yeah, it did sound like the Evanescence girl.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they took the Wake Me Up. The Wake Me Up side, I think that's the name of the song.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of similar. It's structured the same way.
Facts. What's going on?
Christian is one of the guys.
That's my rap partner right there. So, and he was on the Dynamite review last night. So, what's good, Derek?
You got to get it. I got to come out of retirement.
you tell him that. He'll probably start laughing.
But, nah, Christian is one of the wrestlers that always had good themes, if you think about it. Because even when he went to TNA, his theme was good.
Right? Original Biggie put up Raven's theme. Raven's theme is actually another great theme. That one, but his WCW theme was basically Nirvana, though. Like,
I'm Come As You Are. They flipped Come As You Are. But they had a bad habit of that, because Even Flow was, Diamond Dallas Page theme or Jericho's?
Jericho's Smells Like Teen Spirit was DDP's.
And Jericho's was Even Flow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there you go.
That wild, bro, how they just got those songs like that, and nobody noticed back then that they did that.
Nah, I think people noticed, but they just, like, didn't care enough to say
but
nothing.
Nobody cared. Like, today,
but we all knew. I'm like, yo, this is impossible not to know. Like,
dude.
I can't say I knew, because at the time I didn't know what Even Flow and that. Later on in life, when I heard it, I'm like, yo, this is playing Guitar Hero. I heard him, like, hold on, this sounds familiar. Like, hold on, what is this? Like, what is Jericho song? Like,
let's see, Mia Yim, Keith Lee's theme. I miss that, Jocelyn.
Nah, you can't, like, you must mean Keith Lee old theme, because generic rock song number one. Nah, I can't rock with that. Like,
I hope they really let him update his theme or whatever. Bianca Belair's theme slaps too. Listen, I'm going to be honest. Stephanie McMahon came out for the draft last week, right? I want all the guys in here to tell the truth. All the guys know the words to the beginning of Stephanie McMahon's song. We were all talking about it. I'm like, how come everybody knows the beginning? I just laugh. Like, every dude's like, yeah, you know this joint's all right, though.
It's one of those foundation themes. Same thing with No Chance. As soon as No Chance hit, you singing along with it. Same thing with Shane, Here Comes the Money. When he first came back, Here Comes the Money. Everybody, you just know it. What?
Yeah, Shane always – and Shane's got tremendous hip-hop influence. And Stephanie does, too. Stephanie's a hip-hop fan, and Triple H is the rock fan, if you guys can ever tell that.
Yeah, you could tell.
I knew D was going to come in here front.
Like, to get Kim to do that song when she did it, like – I like the new ones. I like his new song, but I wouldn't say it's one of my favorites. But
it doesn't hit like the old one. The old one had like the vibe. Nah, it was perfect.
Nah, at first it did though. When it first hit, when he first turned heel and it hit, I'm like, yeah, I kind of rocking with it. I can't even lie. It made sense for them to change it because everybody was singing along with the old song.
Yep, we got someone singing King of the World in here as well. Good stuff from the chat.
Nah, that's from that WWE Originals album, like. You could take a lot of those songs and get rid of them. That's probably why I don't get the credit it deserves.
who did? Was it Ice-T? The Pimpin' Ain't Pippin' Ain't Easy, Man.
Nah, I like that though. I think that was from the Ruthless Aggression joint.
Was it? I think it was WrestleMania 2000. He came out and did the song for D'Lo and Godfather.
Pimpin' Ain't Easy, Man. Yeah, that album was good too. I know Red Man was on there. Man
did the one with Wyclef too? It doesn't matter.
That was my song. That's when they should have knew that they was gonna lose The Rock because he was dipping his toes into that Hollywood fountain early. Like,
listen, I'm telling everybody now, mark it down. It's happening with Roman too.
Probably.
He didn't get those teeth fixed for just because he felt bad about himself 30 something years later because he was already getting movie parts. He wants more.
That wasn't just for wrestling.
Exactly. So we talked about some of your favorite wrestling theme songs. Who are some of your favorite wrestlers, though? Who influenced you? Because you are probably around the same age as me, and you probably grown up through all the different eras, the Golden Era, Attitude Era, Ruthless Aggression. So who influenced you, like, during your life? Like, who were the wrestlers that you could say, like, this person?
I'm a Bret Hart guy, first and foremost. Like, so around my time, like you said, we were around the same age, most likely. So, you know, he was the focal point for a little while. And I was a fan before, but I didn't feel that attachment to nobody. So I felt like I took that journey with him. Because as I was growing up, he was coming up the car. Like, he went from tag team to Intercontinental to being a guy. So you're watching that evolution. And while everybody left, it was like one constant that was still there. And it was either you picking him or you picking Sean. And I made my choice, and I stuck with it throughout my whole life. But we don't do HBK over there. Like, I respect it, but nah. We not doing the HBK stuff. It's straight Hart Foundation.
I can't, man. Listen, me and my brother got into a big fight at WrestleMania 12. I'll never forget that night. He was tight. He was crying.
I was hurt. I was hurt, too.
Yeah, I definitely.
But I didn't see it live. I came to work. I came to school the next day, and they was telling me. But I couldn't understand. I'm like, so if it was tied, he kicked him when he got back in the ring. I don't understand. It don't sound like that's supposed to happen. Like, until I seen it afterwards, you know, you had to wait for it to come out and you had to rent the tape from the video store. So it was a real, like it was a while before I actually seen what happened. But I knew it wasn't right. I'm like, hold on, this is not right. So it don't seem right about that.
Yeah, man. I'm a Shawn Michaels guy, so it always hurts, man. It's all right. So you kind of wrestling.
Thanks for having me.
Signing out, folks. But very, very interesting things here. So was there anyone else after Bret Hart, though? Because that was probably your younger generation. So what happened after that to you?
So it was the Bret, and then I held on to Bret. So when he went I used to have to go to bed at 9 o'clock. So on Mondays, I would get the first hour at WCW, and then I'd just be, you know what I mean, like having a wonder what happened. So I fell in love with the Cruiserweights. So it was Jericho for me early on, too. So I had the young Jericho. So it was Jericho and Bret, like all the Canadian wrestlers, apparently. Like Edge, Kurt Angle was another one of my early ones, too. And you know, when you were a kid, you were into the big character. So I guess I could count Hogan and Savage and all that stuff from then. As I got older, that's when the Ric Flair stuff start coming in. I used to be big on the DVDs, the WWE DVDs. I used to work by Kmart, and every copy of whatever one they had, I bought one of the copies they had. I wound up coming along to Ric Flair, that first Ric Flair collection, and three this one with all his matches on there. And that's when the Ric Flair influences started pouring in. Like, he always was around. He was always entertaining, but you know, until you get a mind for the business, you don't really understand what you like watch entertaining. You just watching it for the entertainment factor. But then I'm noticing how he's putting everybody over, his interviews, and I'm like, oh yeah, this is one of my guys. So retroactively, he started getting in there.
Right. Ric Flair is a legend in the business, doing big things. And when you start thinking about all of this, so you're growing up, you're influenced by wrestling and everything else. How did you get initially involved in music? If we can flip it back to that a little bit.
So high school days, you know, I had some friends that rap, and initially I started off as a hype man. I was supposed to be, I was out there, only child. So, you know, they used to treat me like, hey, you crazy, we need that energy. So I started off as the hype man, but I used to be around the creative process. And as more as I see it keep happening, I'm like, oh, maybe I should try to start doing that. So I didn't say anything at first. I used to just write on my own. And I just started writing. And next thing you know, I'm like, I'm part of the group now. They're like, what? Like, yeah, I'm part of the group now. Like, I'm not just a hype man anymore. So I kind of strung all my way into it. And now fast forward all these years later, I'm the last one still rapping. Like, so
I can remember some of those first raps, man. I think I started when I was 12, maybe. I tried to do them. That, you know, those corny ones where you'd be like, got my Tic Tacs, have a pop them in my pocket, you know, just stuff like that. Yo,
funny thing, before I started rapping, I would, like, my favorite verses, I would listen to them over and over and write down. Like, I had a book and I would just write down, like, the verse word for word or try to decipher it. So before I even started rapping, I already kind of knew how to structure a verse just from that practice. Not me even knowing that I'm going to be rapping soon. It just was something that I wanted to do. So with that, I don't know, from the beginning, I was able to structure my verses, like count the bars out. Because, you know, you get people sometimes when they first start, they don't really know how to format it. They just rap until they finish, until they done rapping.
That was me. I would write lyrics, but I would write everything so proper that it would be like, yo, you got to cut some words down and cut things out. And then
It's all a part of the learning. But my first rhyme is like I had said Lex Luger in the first line. So my life has been pretty much mapped out without me even realizing it. I just happened to do it to say Lex Luger with the Ruger because I'm known to flex. So I thought that was the greatest line ever when I first started.
I like it. I always smile at a good wrestling pun
was the first line that I dyked, like, in my first line. Even my friends still laughing at me about that because it's like, it's funny that you did that without even knowing that's what you were going to do. But I always wanted to incorporate, like, with my name being what it was, I just felt like that it was different for me to incorporate the things to my life that I enjoy.
Yeah.
Into my music. And it's about shooting and the drugs and the B word and all that. Like, nah, I ain't, everybody does that. I wanted to always, like, being only child helped me be an individual. So I always just wanted to be myself, like, do things that I wanted to do. And maybe somewhere out there, someday somebody would enjoy it. So I just don't know what I wanted to do. And there we are.
Yeah, there's definitely a market for it, for exactly what you want to do and what you want to produce. We talk about wrestling themes, and I know that you have your own that you've done for some other people. If you had to tell people some of the tracks to check out or the ones that mean the most to you, which ones would you bring up that you've personally done?
Oh, wow, that's a great question. So, you know, it's always this world is what have you done for me lately? So I dropped The Nation. I collaborated with Wrestling Bios. It's a channel on YouTube. Make sure y'all check it out. I'm pretty sure people already heard of it because he has a bigger following, way bigger following than me. But somebody heard Messiah Complex, which is another song I would recommend. So The Nation, Messiah Complex. Somebody heard Messiah Complex and was like, it would be nice if y'all collaborated. And one thing led to another, so we actually dropped our first collaboration on Sunday. It was the intro to the video he did about Rocky Maivia's transition into the Rock, basically. So he told me the idea of the song. He told me the idea of the video, and I made a song for it, and the song actually wound up fitting perfectly. So I would recommend The Nation, because that one's doing really good right now. Beverly, when you said that, yeah, I think Beverly's one of my good joints too. I have a couple songs that did the viral thing. Matt Hardy was one of the first wrestlers to retweet one of my songs. Like when he first did the Broken Universe, like right before it even, before Final Deletion and everything, it was like the build up to that first pay-per-view. I seen it, I'm like, nah, this is something right here. So I did a song for Matt Hardy. He retweeted it. And that was the first time that I got like a lot of people listening to my music. I'm like, oh. So after that, from there, I did a song for Brutus the Barber Beefcake, which is actually another one of my favorite ones too. Like, because he asked me for it personally. So that's another one I recommend. It's called The Barber. And you know, it's like other than that, I could just keep going on and on. Finn Freeze. I got one coming out October 30th that I think is gonna be that's the artwork. So I know they probably seeing me in the mask. Like I don't normally wear a mask. I just got it off for the video. But yeah, it's a movie, man. We did something real nice with that.
Okay. Yeah, people gotta be on the lookout. I got all your stuff down below in the description box for people who want to check out everything. So usually we do a little bit of a word association game, so I'm gonna get it in right now with you. I'm going to just bring up a name and you tell me what you think. And a lot of the names you have brought up. So I think things work out in mysterious ways.
I've been telling people close to me lately, like, I don't know, things just seeming so like I'm making the moves, but they seem like they got it by something. I don't know what, but I feel like I'm just stumbling upon things and it's just happening. It's more than a coincidence because it keeps happening. So I'm glad that I mentioned some of these names. I'm ready.
All right. First one I wrote down was Bret Hart.
Oh, the best of the best is the best it was, the best ever will be, without a doubt.
Easy work. Let's go to Shawn Michaels.
Shawn Screw Brett.
Dipset is what I wrote down.
Oh, Cameron. Like, so I know he's not the greatest rapper of all time. But he's my greatest rapper of all time. Like, so yeah, Dipset is good with me.
Yeah, I just saw he had that video where someone asked if he still had it. The young kid asked him if you still got it. And had to light him up.
See my God. I was so happy to see that. Like, he still had it. His voice sounds a little weird nowadays, but it's still him. It just, I don't know. It sounds different on tracks now, though.
I was a fan when he came out with What Means the World to Me, so I can't.
So, funny stuff. My mom's used to work with his mother. And before he was famous, my mom's brought home a Cameron tape of like his demo. I don't think it was a demo tape because it was a little bit more professional than that. But Horse and Carriage was on there and other stuff. And she was like, I don't know. And just from there, it was like, oh, yeah, that's my guy. It's always something like that where you make a connection with somebody early on and you just grow with them.
Right. What's good, Sick? I see you joined us as well. Appreciate you, bro. How do you feel about Jay-Z was the next name I have written down?
Oh, so I said Ken was my greatest, but the greatest of all time is Jay-Z. So yeah, he's up there too. My up echelon of MCs. Like, how could you not? He's showing us how the model of an MC getting older, because you know hip hop is still a young culture. So we don't really, this is like the first example of how you can age and still make music. You know, it was an inspiration thing on rappers before. Mm-hmm. Run DMC wasn't making music forever. It got to a certain point where it was like they just got phased out. But he's still going. He's been doing it longer than they have been consecutively. If you look at it, it's just as we get older, we'll like more MCs to be following that path. But so I'm glad that he's there to set that example.
Listen, he got my money. My wife wanted to go to that Beyonce Jay-Z dual concert, and I was like, "Well, Jay's gonna be there for me. Beyonce for you. It works."
And you know how probably millions of households worldwide was going under the same guys. Like, all right, I'm going to be there for him. She's going to be there for that. Like,
yeah, raking in the money. Sick brought up. Hold on. I'm going to pull this up real quick. He's bringing up Kendrick Lamar. I was like that with Kendrick Lamar when he dropped Section 8. Yes, bro. Cathedral. If you know what I'm talking about. That's my favorite song on there.
Yeah, ADHD was the one that got me. I'm like, okay. This guy got something.
Yeah, I agree, though. Like, Kendrick's definitely one of my favorites now. Eminem.
Oh, yeah, Marshall. I love Marshall. I don't really like much of his recent stuff. But Prime Marshall was that guy. I think as the older I get and the more I'm into it, I feel like he was taking shortcuts with the subject matter because he can pretty much say anything. And that's a crutch as an MC to just be able to say anything because a lot of rappers can't just say anything and get away with it. So I think that kind of hurts him when you look back on his projects. It's like, all right. But Encore is like a flawless album to me because that's like his most hip-hop album. He kind of cut out all of the gimmicks, and it was just like a straight hip-hop album. And it doesn't get a lot of respect, but I like Encore a lot. So, yeah, Eminem is good money in my book.
I'm not a big hater of that album, but I will say I think Eminem now, I think the problem with him is that crutch that you said he leaned on, I think that crutch has been kicked from underneath him now, and he can't do whatever he wants anymore.
And you notice how much it was like – I always try to discredit what people would say that, but when he can't do it as much – you notice how much he needed it before. So it makes his past catalog look a little shaky when you start breaking it down like that.
He's got the hot cold syndrome a little bit. Like if he comes out with something, sometimes he's coming, I'm like, oh, this is fire. And then there's other ones where I'm like, you missed
perfect
the mark.
Perfect example. When he dropped the one with the plane crash. I don't know what that, I forgot what the Kamikaze.
Kamikaze was great.
Kamikaze, the song Chloroseptic. He did the song Chloroseptic, the first one. Horrible. Then he did the remix when he was like a little inspired after he got some of the reviews from the album. And it's like, yo, it's the same song. If you just did that the first time, you wouldn't have been in this position. Like,
right. I think he's fueled though by that stuff, by the comments. Like,
he says that too. He says how the fuel, like the bad press and stuff, fuels him. But at some point, you gotta just be able to self motivate too.
Yeah, him and Joyner Lucas joint was my favorite off of that. Like,
That's a good song. Like, see, he has some joints on there, but the whole project is just, it's not really, I can't really rock with Owen. And if you remember, he dropped the album this year.
Right.
In January, and it don't even seem like it.
Yeah, because this year's been, 2020's been a blur, though.
Yeah, really.
Ace brought up the name John Legend, so you know what, I'm going to throw Aces in there. What do you think of John Legend?
He's just an ordinary person.
Ba-doom-tsh.
Nah, I don't know.
I like John Legend.
My thoughts and prayers with him and his wife and they were going through a tough situation recently. But, I don't really got nothing else to say about him.
Right.
He can play the piano well. Good job with that. Like, I don't know.
Vince McMahon.
He was born on the same day. That's my guy. Okay, he's like my grandpa. Like he grew up in a different time. The world changed, and he's too old enough to care about it. Like we all don't like the product as much, but you gotta still respect everything he did for us. And the day he dies is gonna be a sad day. So I just tolerate him so we don't have to anymore. I'm just hoping one day he just decides to go home. Like don't wait till you die. Just leave. Like, you don't have to die on the job. You can just go home. Like, enjoy some time. I want for him to be able to enjoy at least a couple years without having to be all in the mix. But I don't think he's going to get it either. I think he's going to die probably going from a show, like, to another show or something like
that. So, Vince has never wanted to rest on his laurels, man. I'm telling you. Like, he's...
Sure? You seen the product lately?
But he thinks he's doing something, though.
He's old.
He ain't moving like he used to, staying up all night. And Vince is a wild dude. next person's name I got up here is the Ultimate Warrior.
Oh, I wasn't really a fan of him growing up. I'm glad I was able to see through all of that because, you know, having that Bret influence, I lean more towards that. And I was a Hogan guy because he was first. And, you know, as you were a kid, I'm like, I'm Hogan. So when he beat Hogan, I'm like, you know, you still taking everything kayfabe then. I'm like, he beat Hogan and made him leave. So I was like, I like more of the technical wrestling aspects of it. So I respect the character, but I'm not really a big fan. And also, the Self-Destruction of Ultimate Warrior DVD, like, that was around one of those DVDs I got from that Kmart. So that kind of... It was kind of unfair, but at that time, it helped shape how people was thinking about him too, which wasn't right. Because you take a lot of that, and you talk about how he held Vince up and everything. So, yeah, my feelings of him is like I'm sad that he died. Like the way it was tragic. At least we got to see him that last time though.
Yeah, shout out to the video game. That's the reason why they like brokered that relationship to get him in the Hall of Fame, and like it felt like a great send off, kind of.
Yeah, because at least 2K can do something right. Because when it comes to making games, they're not really so good at that.
Facts. Triple H, Ace brought up, so I'll let him. I'll give him that one too.
It's all about the game, how you play. I gotta stop doing that. But so I've been pointing out that Triple H is basically Shane Douglas, and I don't know if people realize that. He's basically Shane Douglas.
Give me the reason why.
All right, so Francine, Stephanie, right? All right. Okay. I feel like the whole approach, like we had Hunter Hurst Helmsley, he was Hunter Hurst Helmsley. The game, the franchise. I just know there's a lot of similarities, man. I think he was carrying himself like a Shane Douglas-esque. Like, he took it a lot further. Shane
Douglas being the Triple H of ECW. I can see that.
Yeah. And that was before him. So I feel like he took something from there, and he made it his own. But I definitely think it's a lot of Shane Douglas influences just from the promo style and all that. Triple H wasn't kind of promos like that.
Right. Original Biggie said, don't get me started. I know he's a video game streamer. So he said, don't get me started about WWE 2K.
Yo, I don't know if anybody from there is listening, but how can y'all just not, can y'all just put GM mode back in the game? It don't even have to be like, I don't want universe, none of that. Just put the regular GM mode back in the game. Like, why is it so hard for me to do that? Let us set up our rosters and just have the best show. Like, why should we have to go back to 2007 to play GM mode? That doesn't make sense. Like, give us what we want. I know I'm not the only person asking for that.
They know. They can see the YouTube analytics. Yeah, I know everybody's streaming the old stuff.
You know, we just want GM mode. Like, that would make people get so much goodwill from doing that. Like, even if the game is the same game, they would just, people would buy off the fact that you can play GM mode. And they would ignore some of the problems with the game just because y'all finally did something that we want y'all to do.
Facts. Macho Man Randy Savage.
Oh. The Macho Man. Yeah, he's another one. So my first memory of wrestling is the angle with Ricky Steamboat and Macho Man. Like, I remember watching it with my parents, and that kind of has the reason why I've held on to it. Both of my parents are no longer here. So I kind of use it as a way to stay, you know what I mean? It's like something we used to do together. So I always hold on to that. And I just, my whole life, that been kind of, it helps me, you know what I mean, still feel like connected to them in a way.
No, I respect it, bro. You remember all those moments with your parents watching wrestling and stuff. I can tell you a crazy one. This is weird now. Me and my dad were watching. My dad watches wrestling with me, even from time to time. Like yesterday, he wanted to watch AEW with me. He's like, sit with me for a minute. I was like, all right, I'll sit down. We were talking, and I remember we were watching Razor Ramon versus some dude named The Kid. And my dad was like, Razor Ramon is going to crush this dude. And I was looking back, I'm like, anything can happen in the WWF. And I'll never forget, Razor missed that move into the corner. He did the moonsault, and he became the 1-2-3 Kid. And my dad was like, oh, my God, you were right. How did you know that? I was like, I don't know. It just happened.
Made a whole angle out of it. Like, you see how simple it was back then?
Yeah.
You put him over, and he got a whole career out of that. But he was talented. It wasn't like that was all that it took. But him, the talent plus the actual desire to get you over, you can get over. I don't know what they be doing nowadays.
He's on my underappreciated list for sure, Sean Waltman.
Yeah. Nah, but Xbox Heat was the real thing, though. It's called that for a reason. Like, it did definitely get bad at one point.
Was it the Uncle Cracker theme, you think? That's probably what
it's part of. Yeah, it's around that song with the Tory, him and Tory, you know, like, yeah, how they did Kane. I'm like, yeah. I don't know.
So I got two more for you. One, ECW.
Oh, I was just talking about this. Like, so we from the same area. So you remember the excitement where you would ask for like Friday night, maybe Saturday night, I would ask to stay up late, never knowing if the show was actually gonna come on or not. So it would be like a surprise when it actually come on, because I don't know what it was about ESPN, ECW or MSG. But it wasn't consistent. It'd be on some weeks, then some weeks it wouldn't be. So I couldn't stay up every weekend. So the weekends that I could stay up and see ECW was amazing. So yeah, I got a lot of memories with it. Watching it grow.
You had TV Guide too. So you had to sit there.
That's before the preview guide channel. You couldn't couldn't even bring the TV Guide channel up yet. That's how early that was. Like, that's how long I was watching it. I had a friend, my best friend. His name is Jason. His father was a big wrestling fan, so he used to tape everything for us. So that's how my friend came to school one week. Like, I know I've seen a wrestling that's real. That's the first way he brought it to me. I said, "What you mean a wrestling that's real? Isn't it all real?" He was like, "No, for real, for real." So we went home after that, and we saw the tapes. And it was Tommy. It was like, I know it was something with Tommy Dreamer and Raven. And I'm like, "Oh yeah, I like the guy with the group. I like the guy with the group." And I was in there from that moment on. So seeing the I was a big Eliminators guy when I was younger. Just for the total elimination, like that move. You never see a tandem offense like that. Like, it's usually like a slam and a splash, or you pick your partner up, or you a double suplex. But like tandem strikes was rare at that time. So yeah, I was
bro, there's no protecting yourself from that. Like that, when you saw those moves, you were like, "Yo, there's no way I would let someone even do that."
Oh, he was like the introduction to somebody telling you, like, "I know a wrestling that's real." As a kid, I was in. He was like, they let the fans bring weapons. I'm like, they can bring weapons to the matches? Because remember, they used to let them bring the frying pans and everything, too. So, ECW was another. Oh, this word association is great. You got all good words.
Yeah, and my last one is AEW.
Oh, I watched the anniversary show last night. So they give me something that I desire from wrestling. I just wish that it was coming from everywhere. Like, storytelling. They really do a good job telling stories. That Orange Cassidy Cody match last night, I was on the edge of my seat, and it take me a lot to get invested in. Usually I'm watching them like, yeah, I was really watching, because any of those towards the end, any of those finishes was believable as the one. So I'm like, they had me engaged the whole
those time. Time limits remind you of those WCW Saturday night like TV title matches and stuff. It reminds me of my childhood, bro. Because once you got
the way it was executed, a lot could have went wrong in that last spot when they did the when he tied him up and his hand came down after it was already the time had passed. Like, the amount of work that went into it, the way they built it up, the whole lockup, the beginning with the lockup, the false finish at the end where he worked the leg the whole time for when it was time for him to hit the orange bunch, he stumbled a little bit. Like, just the whole, I'm like, yeah, that was just an excellent piece of work right there.
Good story.
Oh, yeah, the company I enjoy AEW. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yes. Let me see here. My man Sonny Bimbo's in the chat. What's good, Sonny? Sonny said AEW in Boston came on at 2 a.m. on Saturday nights, bro.
That's no reason why. Like, yo, y'all lucky. Y'all got consistency. We didn't get that consistency. It was sporadic.
Don't let a game go into overtime. No ECW tonight.
You're not gonna see it till next weekend. Like, I'm lucky for you. In Boston, people,
and you only got three matches too, usually, because they were matches,
and even most of it was advertisements for their tapes. They would be advertising their tapes most of the time.
Okay, six coming with a question. He said, "Who do you guys think should be at the top of the WWE that isn't right now?"
You want to go by brand, or you just want to go in general?
Go ahead. Tell me who your favorites are. Who would you put up there?
Like there's like real answers, like hypothetical ones where you like a guy deserves better, and then there's real ones, like things that you can actually feel like happen. So Chad Gable is the guy that deserves better, period. Like, I don't think it'll ever happen, but he's just like, I wish he could. Like, people that I believe actually could happen. I think I want to see Kevin Owens like with a run as a face, like as a top guy. Like, he deserves it. I'm a Seth fan. He gets treated well, so I can't really ask for much. And hopefully one day, because she's my favorite wrestler right now, so I'm hoping that he gets a chance to run, like, be the top of NXT, and possibly he gets treated well when he comes up. Nakamura deserves better. AJ Styles, he's been treated correctly, so I can't really complain too much about that. And some of these people, I just feel like they've gotten opportunities. I just want to see them get proper runs, though.
Would be another one I would add in there.
But you know, that's another one of the ones that I don't think would ever really actually happen. Like, he's supposed to, he should, but at this point, if it didn't happen by now, he's not gonna look at him and say one day and just be like, yeah, he's gonna be my champion. I think that ship sailed. When he first came back with the siren, that it was a fatal four-way, and he was like the last person. When after he was injured for a while, he came back, that was the time, and they didn't capitalize on it. But he had a chance. That was it, right there. I think that was like around 2015. I'm not mistaken. Even 14 to 15.
Yeah, that's a fact, man. Hopefully they figure out what to do with some of these guys, because you know what? Some of them aren't getting any younger either. Like, it's like, hey, man, you only got these guys for a certain amount of time. Yeah. But there's a new game in town, so maybe they'll end up going somewhere else one day and prosper in there.
Yeah, but you know, eventually they're going to have too many people. I really feel like they're at that point where they got too many people on AEW.
Well, they're getting that second show soon, too.
Yeah, yeah. But even with that, it's an extra hour. So is that to – you don't need to bring – I don't feel like they need to bring more people in for that. You need to highlight some of the people that's not getting it and get some of the highlights.
I think they're just fighting over that AEW dark time, and they're just like, they want to keep dark for those matches to improve.
Yeah, which is cool. But like, yeah. Helico been on their roster for years to change, and he don't get to do much. I think that's a guy that could do something if given the chance. I like Helico. I don't know.
Yeah, Lucha Underground, bro, when he dove off that roof.
Yeah, like you gotta give him, they gotta give him a little bit more.
I think eventually though, and you know who, Jack Evans took a lot of the blame. I don't know if you saw that on Twitter for why weren't on TV and stuff. So I thought that was big of him.
Yeah, he was hurt. He was hurt, right?
Yeah, and he put all the blame on him. I respect that. That's a big guy thing to do, to like go out there and just say, you know what? That's what it is, man.
It doesn't change the fact that you still wanted to, I still wanted to see him though. And hopefully when Pac can get back soon.
Yeah, we need him back because he put on some great matches.
You know what I'm talking about. You see the message you put up? Like, you'd be surprised. Like, you would expect it to be on, and then you would get some bullshit. Like, whoa, where's the show?
They would say it, and then you're watching skincare commercials and stuff.
You're watching the end of a hockey game. Like, I don't want to watch this, man. I don't care about
the Rangers.
Yeah, I don't care about the Rangers. I want to see ECW. Show me the Sandman, please.
Sick, I will say yes to this. He said, do you think it's too much talent that they know what to do with?
AEW? No, I think that it's
With all of them. I think wrestling's flooded with talent right now, and it's just like,
I don't think that it's too much for them to know what to do with. They just don't want to do something with the people that we feel is talented. Like, for whatever reason, the people we see stuff with, they find things that they don't like about them, and they focus on the bad parts instead of highlighting the good, which is what you're supposed to do. If you're running a company and you know a worker is good at making salads, why would you put him on steaks? Put him back making salads where he belongs. Like, and I don't think they do that. They have people doing stuff, or they have them in places not highlighting the good parts. And then when you're doing that, it's easy to pick something apart.
Now he said Dark should be the second show. I love AEW. I feel they don't have enough heavy hitting talent for a second main show. Sick. The reason they do that though is because they want the money from the second show. You're gonna get paid from that. You're not getting paid from you're getting YouTube revenue, but you know how that goes. Like,
But you could keep Dark the same and make the second show. Like, say for instance, you can make that the TV title show, and that just be like a weekly TV title defenses or something like that, where you don't gotta split the roster up. They can still do both, but there's things you could do where certain people will be highlighted on one show more than the other. And you can spread it out that way. You got enough tag teams where y'all could do, where y'all can have tag team matches on both shows and not use everybody twice a week. So everybody can still work a lot.
And you know, people are going to, when they first started, they're going to have Moxley and all those guys on that second show to start with, so that you want to watch it. And I see people repping the Derek Order. Make sure you guys get your shirts from tpublic.com. We got the Derek Order shirts up.
There we go.
Let's put a cap on this though, bro. I've had fun talking with you, but I want to know what's your inspiration though for what you do. You put out a lot of great music for pro wrestling, and I just want to know what's been your inspiration behind why you do what you do.
I appreciate you asking me that. My inspiration, it comes from wanting it to be somewhere where people like me can have a music that they enjoy. Like, you know how Wu-Tang took the Kung Fu and they made it. They worked it in seamlessly where it's just a part of their identity and people don't look at it and they don't frown upon it. It's just like, it's just what they are. I'm trying to do that with pro wrestling and hip hop the same way. Where after a while, it's not such an oddity that somebody's doing it. It's just like, we got a whole group of people that do it, and we got our fan base and people, like all the fans, they get something they could enjoy. Cause the parallels is like, it's too much. They run too concurrent. Not have them be intertwined, like, and I want to be part of the people that help stay that in the right direction and make that a possibility, make that a reality.
Yeah, man, I would definitely love to see it. And I think with all of the influence in it, I could see like a Four Horsemen of Apocalypse album with like Rated R, yeah. Mega Ran, Easy, Wrestling Flow. Could you imagine the four of you on an album, a mixtape together?
The funny thing, right? I had an idea like called the Four Pillars, because you know Old Japan had the Four Pillars of Heaven. And I thought about those three guys. I'm like, yo, that would be good. Like I said, I can't say too much, but you'd be surprised. There's some things coming in the works a lot sooner than you might expect. So just be on the lookout. Like, I can't say nothing else, but just be on the lookout, man.
Listen, TZ, if you're listening, bro, just cut me a little check or at least let me get the album for free. That's all that I asked for, bro. And last but not
least, if TZ don't want to do it, then I'll get you one of my copies, right?
My man.
You know, TZ, so listen, big time. You know, TZ the man, so he might not be able to do that. I got you, though.
I appreciate it, bro. What's next for you, though, in the game? So what do you want? What's your next, like, goal you want to accomplish? What's the next move you want to make?
Next thing is the video, October 30th. And December is my next album, the Arnold Palmer album, the APA. That's on the way. The Arnold Palmer comes from Ice-T, Lemonade. Ice-T is the pro wrestling. Lemonade is the hip-hop. You want to mix it together, make one whole album. That's what the blend is coming in December. It's not the right, Ice-T weather, but it's coming.
Listen, we're from New York, bro. You could have had that Arnold Palmer anytime, bro. You know how it
goes. I'm giving the world one nice and cold in December. A nice cold glass of that Arnold Palmer.
Right. Now, I want you just to tell the people, where can they find you? Where can they find your best work at? Promote yourself here, bro.
All right. So I'm Rated R underscore on all social media platforms. It's R8EDR underscore. You can check me on SoundCloud, Rated R Productions. And that's where a bunch of, like, I used to do a song every Friday. That's where all that stuff is located. And as far as everything else, you come to my links and I got everything there for you. You don't even got to come see me on YouTube, Facebook, all that stuff. It's all the same name. R8R. Yeah, Rated R, man. R8EDR underscore.
Man, listen, bro, we're going to have to link up again. Maybe we could talk a wrestling show next time or something, too. And you can
give me on one of those post shows. I watch everything every week, so you want to give me on one of those post shows, I'd be more than willing to do it.
Yeah, I like to link up a lot of times. Like, I do roundtables and stuff, too, to discuss.
Oh, yeah, I'm here for that.
Big pay-per-views and stuff like that, too,
man. I'm here for that. I'm definitely here for that.
But Rated R, man, I appreciate you doing the show.
All like right. I said, thank you for the opportunity, man. Appreciate it.
Listen, bro, it's all love. I'm sure we'll be working together in the future on something. Yeah. But
I'm glad that we got to talk. We got to really talk hip hop. Like, I don't get to do that often, like in a public forum. So that was cool to get to actually talk to somebody that knows what they're talking about hip hop, man.
Yeah, I told you, like, everybody probably wanted to hear something a little bit different from it. So I wanted to make sure this interview was special for you, bro. Make sure you guys check out all of his stuff down in the description below. Show him some love. Leave him a like. Subscribe to his channels on Spotify. Subscribe to the YouTube. I'm telling you, it's worth it.
I'm on all of that stuff, too. Yeah, I'm on all that stuff.
But for me and Rated R, we are out. Thank you for joining us. Peace.
Peace.
Used to burn it down, but they ain't appreciate the fire now. I'm back to make them bow at the feet of their messiah. Through these speakers, how I'm preaching to the choir. After all these sacrifices, it's the time for me to reach what I desire. The brass ring is the beacon, I've completed what's required. Had to seek to be inspired just to heat up on these liars. Gain knowledge off the lessons of the highest. So is it a messiah complex or the complex of a messiah? As time goes by, and I for an eye, anything you ever heard of of my demise was a lie. Found the drop, motivated and revived just to rise. I'm respected as the guy off the vibes I provide. Got reborn as the messiah. I ain't study for the title, I'm a idol. It's nothing to make your buddy a disciple. And I always had the heart to wreck. I'm building masterpieces, hitting a mark with all this art. I'm like an architect. You feel a soul in my speech like a preacher's verse. In the booth, curb stomping beast till my sneakers burst. Flowing with the reach of dirt. Tried to fade away in peace, but it wasn't sitting right. Now I'm back releasing work. It's rated. I made my name up in the genre. So if I'm not the king, then I'm aiming for his armor. Here gone, cause it's time I got back where I belong. Been the best at wrestling, rapping on these songs all along. I used to burn it down, but they ain't appreciate the fire. Now I'm back to make them bow at the feet of their messiah. Through these speakers, how I'm preaching to the choir. After all these sacrifices, it's the time for me to reach what I desire. The brass ring is the beacon. I've completed what's required. Had to seek to be inspired just to heat up on these liars. Gain knowledge off the lessons of the highest. So is it a messiah complex or the complex of a messiah? Traded. Who ill or gorilla pressing quotes, twisting the glue up in the session. Let me catch the smoke, striving for perfection, not accepting close. So I'm executing like Brett, straight finessing from the second rope. Wrote this whole record with a Seth approach. Modified the method up, adding to the effort after checking notes. Knowing clever boasts, bring the cheddar close. So I transformed it to the man, like Becky and a leather coat. Flair flow, second nature, figure eight. I'm a wrestling bar role model when niggas hate it. Ready headed to the base, bring the boss in, a horseman who theories gon' last a lot longer than Austin's. Cause I was on pause, now I'm back for all the portions. Try and put some plaques up on the wall. I ain't rapping for applause, man. I'm just reckoning it's superb to finally get the respect that I deserve. I used to burn it down, but they ain't appreciate the fire. Now I'm back to make them bow at the feet of their messiah. Through these speakers, how I'm preaching to the choir. After all these sacrifices, it's the time for me to reach what I desire. The brass ring is the beacon. I've completed what's required. Had to seek to be inspired just to heat up on these liars. Gain knowledge off the lessons of the highest. So is it a messiah complex or the complex of a messiah?
Yeah, man. Surprise. I don't know about none of that other shit, man. I just here to make my daughter proud, man. That's it. Freddy. I know what it is.
How you feeling?
Feeling all right, man. A little hot, but you know, when you're doing your art, you gotta sacrifice yourself. Some of old conditions.
What's going on, EPW Nation? It's your boys from the Everything College Basketball Podcast, Josh and Peyton, here to remind you all that college basketball season is right around the corner. Yes, we finally know it's right around the corner. And Peyton, there's only one place people should go for all the college basketball excitement.
Well, Josh, the only place to find all college basketball hoops all the time is Everything College Basketball. Everything College Basketball can be listened to on several podcast hosting sites like Spotify, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts. And we can also be found on our Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/Everything College Basketball.
Yes, make sure you are joining the group with a couple other 100 people and growing by the day as we march into year number 3 of the Everything College Basketball networking system. Now, let's get back to Conrad and Everything Pro Wrestling.
Are you looking for the newest and hottest in the world of pro wrestling? Then check out the amazing action on Powerslam.tv, the biggest indie pro wrestling channel in the world. Get over 6,000 hours of the best events from over 150 of your favorite promotions from 20 different countries around the globe. Brands like Progress Wrestling, Evolve Wrestling, Combat Zone, Defy, PCW Ultra, PWX, Over the Top, Shine, and hundreds of others with fresh content added every day for only $5.99 per month. Get your free trial today at powerslam.tv.
What's going on, everything pro wrestling listeners? It's your boy Jesse Carter over at the Pro Wrestling Shoot Podcast, where we run special interviews with independent wrestlers, also former WWE and TNA stars. Pretty soon we're going to be having the Matt Sydal episode drop, so you need to come and check that out. And you can find us over on anchor.fm/the Pro Wrestling Shoot. Also, we are on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere you get your podcasts. The show also covers reviews from old and current events, such as pay-per-views, AEW, WWE, whatever you're into nowadays. We will be covering reviews on that. We also have a little bit of music artists join us on the Pro Wrestling Shoot. Also dive into belt collecting and hobbies of all kind. So yeah, as soon as you are finished with everything pro wrestling, why don't you come on over and check it out and tell us what you think. You can follow our Facebook page at the Pro Wrestling Shoot. We are also on Twitter at Carter Inc. That is C-A-R-D-E-R. INC. Also Instagram at the Pro Wrestling Shoot. You can also find us on YouTube and Twitch. Coming soon, we will be doing live streams of the show on YouTube at the Pro Wrestling Shoot, and same with Twitch at the Pro Wrestling Shoot. All right, Conrad, back to you, and hope you all enjoy the rest of the episode from Everything Pro Wrestling.